Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, John Grayson, thank you for being here. There was story in our stack this week. There's so much being said about Ozempic and all of the diet drugs. And I actually popped in to see Dr. Tag 2 days ago. It was yesterday.
From this week, Tag Nutrition?
From TagNutrition.com, shameless plug. And a woman, when I was checking out, I was covered in paint because I had just painted the living room on the house that has been on the market for 9 billion days. And I was covered in paint. I was not dressed. I mean, I was dressed like you would be painting. I was sweaty. I had just popped in for a weight check. And she came over to me and she said, "Are you Dana?" And I kind of went, "Oh." I said,
"Oh, here we go.
I'm covered in paint. I'm not wearing a bra. I just want to get out of here." Right? Like, I love you, but I just want to get out of here. And she said, "I just wanted to say hi. I'm here because of you." And I hugged her.
Wow.
And I thought, "No, sister, you're not here because of me. You're here because of you." Mm-hmm. You did it and got in the door, whatever that is for you, whether that's surgery or medication or a physician or any of those things. She looked incredible. I didn't ask how much weight have you lost. I mean, she looked like she was 130 pounds around my age. And I reached out to John, you guys, last night, and I said, "Hey, would you mind coming on just for a little bit to talk about your weight loss journey?" And I am having some psychological...
It's weird.
It's weird.
Body dysmorphia.
Yes, Sam, but in a weird way, I am not handling the mental side of things. Like, I should be happy and, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff. I found out yesterday my number, the number I have lost, because I hadn't been out in there in months. I've maintained and maintained. When I went in and they told me that number, my jaw hit the floor.
It was bigger than you had expected it to be, the amount of weight you've lost.
And okay. I was uncomfortable with that all day. And I texted you and I said, "Why?"
Yeah, and I can't give you a direct answer as to why, but I can tell you you're not alone. Because the one question that I keep getting is people keep telling me, "Oh, don't you feel great?" And I'm like... yeah. I mean, I can now walk up a flight of stairs and not huff and puff. And so I notice things like that. I don't actually notice my body being that much smaller. But
is it because it was a slow drip to gain it and it was a slow drip to lose it? So it's not like you just woke up one day.
With mine, it wasn't.
And you had lost all of the weight.
Yeah. Well, with the surgery, what happens is it goes down a lot right at the beginning. Okay. And I probably lost 40 pounds within the first 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. And then it starts to kind of level off. And that's where I am now. I barely lose a little bit of weight like a week now.
I love that you'll talk about this because I'm here to talk about it. So many people are like, "Well, I don't want to talk about that." Why not? We talk about everything. We talk about mental health. We talk all these things. Why is it not okay? We should be normalizing having these discussions.
But I'll tell you, the things that I have noticed in terms of just the way that I feel is it's harder to lay on my side now because my knees knock together.
Yep.
It's harder to shave now because I have cheekbones.
Yep.
I mean, it's all the stuff you don't expect. And we were talking about this out in the newsroom. I pick up my shirt in the morning to put my shirt on, and it looks like a kid's shirt to me. It's like, what? I'm never going to fit in that.
I will say this as a spectator of your weight loss. You were wearing clothes that were far too baggy.
Oh, I still do.
The shirt you're wearing right now does not fit you. It is too big.
And this is a new one, yeah.
And that goes back to the psychology of why is it so hard once you lose to wrap your arms around that literally and figuratively and just embrace it and say, "Hey, I'm a medium now. This is me."
I think that's why a lot of people yo-yo diet. I think that's what the regaining, some of it is about stopping a diet. You know, you go on a diet, you want to lose 20 pounds, you lose 20 pounds and you're like, "Okay, fine. Now I can go back to eating like
right.
I was."
It doesn't work like that.
The 20 pounds comes. Yeah.
How long did that happen for you? How long did you struggle with it?
Oh, forever. I, between the ages of 7 and 9, I went from wearing Slims to wearing Huskies.
Wow.
So it's been that long. In my adult life, I have... Let me think about it. No, in my adult life, I have never been the weight I am now. I've been close to it once.
Is it familial?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dad. I mean, mom was real thin.
Mine is too. Love you, but mom, it's you.
Yeah.
It's on my mom's side, up and down that tree.
But yeah, I mean, if you looked at a picture of my dad, you would go, oh, that's you. I mean, he had less hair than me. That's really the only difference between the two of us.
So I asked you before we came on the air, are you comfortable talking, like if there's something you don't want to talk about? Because
no.
I'm just going to have it out now for a couple of reasons. But you had the surgery.
Yep.
How many months ago?
It was a year ago, September 22nd.
Okay.
But so it's been a year and
about a year. And are you comfortable telling people how much you have lost?
82 pounds.
Wow. I don't even remember you before. Like when I, you know, we see you every day.
I have a picture and I did not take this picture for this reason. And by the way, part of the reason why I did this is you. And I'll explain that in a minute. It isn't you directly, but you had something very important to do with it. But I do have a bunch of pictures that I took at a comic or like a horror convention with PJ Souls, the actress from Stripes.
Yeah.
And I'm standing next to her, and it was right before, it was probably within 2 or 3 weeks before I started the pre-surgery diet. So I was at my peak weight then. I was at 267.
Oh, I never would have guessed you were 267.
Yeah, and I'm right now at 185. So yeah, it's 82.
Are you done? Do you want to lose any more?
I want to get down. My goal from the beginning was 100 pounds. So I want to get down to 167. But right now, I mean, I have a 34 inch waist,
wow.
which I have never had as an adult.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, it's just so dramatic. And I look back at the pictures and I think, how was that me?
Okay. So while you're looking, this is how you guys, this all came up, Sam. Jack took my phone when we were in Manhattan and he said, hey, mama, there's an update to your iPhone. And if you want, I can rotate the photos that will flash up on your phone when your phone opens every morning. And the first thing you see will be a photo from your favorites list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, do it.
So nothing but happiness every time you unlock your phone.
All happiness every time. Yeah. And you guys, I urge you to do it. You'll start the morning with a smile on your face because you get a different photo from your memory bank from your favorite photos. And I started noticing last weekend in Manhattan, I would look down at my phone and those photos, it could have been 2 years ago. It could have been 4. It could have been maybe even 16 months ago.
Yeah.
I do not even recognize myself.
I know.
That is a psychology mind blank. And I looked at that and I thought, when was I ever that big?
Yeah. That's the picture that I'm talking about.
John, I do not even recognize you in that photo.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember you working here and looking like that.
I know, but that was a year ago. Well, that was a year and 3 months ago.
So we might post a John and Dana before and after, but I'm still, and I want to ask you when we get back, because I was sharing this story in the newsroom. It's funny, but it's mortifying. I was standing in my bedroom a couple nights ago wearing an old pair of cutoffs. And I did not have a belt on, and I stood up, and the pants hit the floor.
It just fell off.
It didn't even, I wasn't wiggling out of them. It wasn't one of those slow penguin walks. They just dropped directly to the floor. I just died laughing. I was like, whoops, time to throw those out.
When it got to the point with my 44s where I had to cinch my belt so tight that it was making like U-shaped little, you know, rings all the way around my pants, I was like, I've got to do something with the
pants. When we get back, I'm going to tell you the number because I feel like it will free me psychologically because
okay.
I'm so disgusted by the number and I should be happy about the number. But I'm not, in a weird way, I'm not. I'm like, oh my God. And maybe you're past that because it's been a year and you're more comfortable in your new skin.
I'm getting there. Yeah, but yeah, we can talk about that.
913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Park. Scott back on Monday. John Grayson sitting in. See you in a bit.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.